Government had this idea of from Surrender to bypass the KL City to go to Portland. Because if you look at the West Coast, the utilization of the rail for goods is very minimal. So one of the reasons is most of the lines go through KL City Center. So it's all congested and priority is given for commuter services. Then this idea of the land bridge and the connectivity between the two ports came about. And we feel that it allows investors who come to East Coast or the West Coast to have this two-port option. The thing is, at the moment, Kuantan Port, like I said, it was expanded recently, and it's just beginning to grow. But it needs something to help take it to the next level. And by connecting Port Klang to Kuantan Port, there is a chance of this excess cargoes which are now stuck, can we push it down here? Because it takes only about 6 hours from Port Klang to Kuantan Port with the rail, much faster than your lorries. So we're looking at that in that way. It will actually help Kuantan Port to be even more effective. It gives the investors an option. So when investors go there, more economic activity, more employment, hopefully higher job opportunities, and slowly that will raise the standard of living in the East Coast itself.
Sepatutnya dengan ada session CRA di sini, ekspor dan import itu akan jadi lebih rancak. Pelabuhan Kuantan perlu upgrade dia punya capability dan capacity supaya boleh bersaing dengan Pelabuhan Klang. Tapi saya yakin dengan siapnya ECRL ini, dia akan jadi daya tarikan untuk investor datang sebab dia punya apa tu network untuk transportation ini lebih baik. Yang kemudian dia mungkin akan membantu untuk perhubungan yang lebih baik antara satu bisnes dengan bisnes yang lain. Dan dia menjadi satu katalis kepada banyak aktiviti ekonomi hiliran lain, downstream. Macam contohnya industri perhotelan. Dia akan complement each other lah. Pelancongan kita di kawasan kita ini, kemudian ada juga cottage industries, kawasan kampung punya industri ya. Berasaskan laut, buat keropok daripada ikan, apa ni, macam-macam lagi aktiviti lain, maka dia akan complement each other. Dan nak percepatkan dia, katalis dia mesti ada satu jaringan perhubungan yang baik supaya dia interconnect antara satu sama lain.
Sunway Ridge have a site of about 18 acre, though not very big, but they have a ferry terminal, which they intend to upgrade and improve that, and they have awarded a contract, I believe, worth about 200 over million to construct a retail terminal, F&B and leisure activity. So those are the things certainly would bring a lot of catalysts for the development in Pulau Indah, Carey Island, and around the Port Klang itself. If you look at the evolution of all the development, the crucial part that missing always been rail. I think that is very, very crucial because on the road, there's a lot of uncertainty, right? Where when come to rail, you can be certain.